All right, so yesterday, one of the big stories in sports, certainly in the association, that for a little while, anyway, got everybody's mind off the NBA Finals is the retirement of Shaquille O'Neal.
Yep, the big fella called it quits. He says, Father Time has won.
He always does.
He always does. Time waits for no one, Mike, and it won't wait for me. So we thought we would, in honor of the great Shaquille O'Neal retiring, and I don't know if this is going to end things for our little thing we have going or if he'll talk or do interviews. I don't know what the deal's going to be, but for about the past 13 years.
Long time.
14 years.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to pull off some fun interviews with the guy. So Danny put together a little montage of some of the best of, if you will, of me and Shaq. So in honor of the big fella, here we go.
For $10 million, you got to listen to country music the rest of your life.
Go ahead. What?
Sorry. I just want to say you told me this and I forgot to say this, but this kind of goes in order of like the first time I ever talked to him all the way up to the end.
Yeah, there's so many of them that it was hard for me to get everything in. It would have been like 30 minutes long. So these are some highlights from the beginning of his career, and then the last one is when he was with Boston this year. I think you got him in like late 2010.
Okay.
For $10 million, you got to listen to country music the rest of your life for $10 million. Any go? For $10 million, country music the rest of your life.
No problem. Leanne Rimes, Alabama. The other young fine girl, what's her name? Shania Twain.
Shania Twain?
No problem.
Okay. Would you have a month-long sexual relationship with Whoopi Goldberg?
For $10 million?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You would?
Of course.
All right. Would you gently caress Sean Bradley for one evening? You guys have a little wine together, and you guys just kind of snuggle for the evening for $10 million. Nope.
By the way, Corby, a recurring theme in every one of these interviews is Sean Bradley. And I included most of those, so we'll continue.
Kissing her, and you just kind of snuggle with him and, you know, kiss him on the cheek, maybe.
Nah.
Come on, it's Sean.
I'm not a homo, though.
The question today is, what would you do to avoid turning in to Sean Bradley, okay? Either you be yourself, and you can have sex with only 400-pound women the rest of your life, or you turn into Sean Bradley.
I do the 400-pounders.
Bull.
I would.
Why?
More pushing for the cushion.
Anytime you think about sex, your grandma pops into your head.
I'd have to think about grandmother.
What?
Grandma.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
She hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
All right, either you're yourself, and your mom turns into a stripper that you have to see once a month, or you're Bradley.
I'd have to turn into Sean Bradley.
Oh. We'll play a game called Slap, Divorce, or Flat Out Kill Ya. That's what your wife would do if you asked these things to her, okay?
All right, deal.
I just got done putting up a double-double on Tim Duncan. Can you rub me down with being gay and have your mom lick it off?
Nuts and advice killed me.
No questions asked?
Lorena Bobbitt cut it off.
All right, how about this one? Sweetheart, I told you not to cook me any fish. You know the smell reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
Divorce.
Is that true, though?
Draco Parrot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bullshit. I want to renew our wedding vows, only this time I want to do it with a white bitch instead of you.
You know, he was murdered in his L.A. mansion today.
His nuts were found bouncing along the pool table. Sweetie, this sure is a great meal you cooked. You know what would go great with this? Cottage cheese. Why don't you bend over and let me scrape some off your ass?
Divorce.
All right. Get caught in a prostitution ring. Or the next year you're going to sleep with some chick who tells you, you know, that was great, Shaq, but Sean Bradley was better. So you're one up by Sean.
That's never going to happen. Because Sean is a midget pony. I'm a Budweiser horse. Okay? Don't forget it.
I'm just going to give you some shocking scenarios that might lead you back there. Okay? And I want you to just tell me if this would get you back to L.A.
Okay.
All right. Number one. If you go back you and Phil Jackson and his girlfriend, Jerry Buss's daughter, you get to have a three-way together. And I know that that's been something you've been thinking about for a while. Would that get you back to L.A.?
Nah.
Why not?
Nah, I can't do it because I like Phil.
You know, you never live till you've had a three-way with your old coach. Okay, if you go back, Kobe will give you an all-expenses-paid trip to Vail.
That's okay.
I hear he knows the help.
That's okay.
All right, if you go back, Magic won't have AIDS anymore. You're curing the man. You say yes, so Magic will be happy.
I'm not going back.
If you go back, hot women will never fart again, thereby making them absolutely perfect.
I'll go back.
You will?
Yeah, I'll go back.
Doesn't that just gross you out when that happens?
It doesn't happen to me.
Never? No.
There's two type of farts. There's the... Never mind.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. Yeah, I know where you're going.
No, you don't know.
I do.
Never mind. No farting. I'm going back.
All right. We got him back in L.A. If you go back, Paris Hilton will let you co-star in a brand new homemade film called Shaq Opens Up a Hilton.
God.
No comment.
You're slowly drinking your orange juice or your energy drink. I think that's a yes.
No comment.
You find her strangely attractive?
Who is that?
Don't fuck with me. You find her hot, don't you?
She's good looking, yes. She is good looking.
Okay. You got any more kids or anything?
No.
No?
Yep, just my six.
Holding steady on six?
Well, hold on, just my six and you're one, so that'll make seven.
Oh, that's true. I was wondering why my three-year-old was like 5'11 and had Jerry curls. All right, so one. You either shoot yourself in the leg, or you have to bleach your anus in front of your mom.
I would go to bleach my anus in front of my mom.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm not trying to shoot myself.
You know women do that now.
Oh, they do? They bleach their booty hole?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know if it looks cleaner or what.
Why? Because they want to make the doodle a different color?
<I don't know>. Okay, so these are the certain things that you would do to grant these people another title.
He's a Celtic
now. I haven't seen you in 2 years. Get to the damn questions. I don't want to hear no instructions. Get to the questions. I know people miss us. Hello, Dallas. I miss you, too.
All right, question number one. Would you... Ted Williams' frozen head inside Fenway Park to win the title?
Yes, all day. Raw dog.
Do you understand who that is and what that trouble will get you in?
It won't get me in trouble. I'll do it.
If you guys win, if you would have beaten Dallas, you could have done this today. But next time, if you go to Dallas or when Dallas goes up there to Boston, after the game, you have to say that the reason you beat the Mavs is because they totally lost their heads, just like Kennedy did here in Dallas 47 years ago.
No way.
Why not?
No way. Next question. Next question. Stop.
Are you afraid of the Kennedy
Stop
stuff?
That. Next question.
Is it too
Next
much
question.
Up there?
No, that's it. Next question.
That's,
no way.
Let's see. You did all right. Yeah. Hey, by the way, you almost made it back to Dallas. Can you imagine the fun we would have had? I mean, that was a rumor that you were going back.
If I would have went to Dallas, we would have had the craziest radio show ever invented. The FCC would have probably fined us every day, but Mark Cuban would have bought the station, and me and you we just would have had a great time.
All right, there you go.
So great.
The greatest hits of Cobra and Shaq.
What a great dude, man.
I never realized how voluminous that stuff is.
He is a great guy. He gets it.
Well, that's a lot of stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the tip of the iceberg, man. To do that properly, it would have taken me like 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's 14 years worth of it.
He's like
a couple times a year.
He's like the Dave Grohl of sports as far as getting it.
He is, man. He is. He's great.